Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics here at EMU. I want to welcome you to this week's broadcast. As some of you may think, things have slowed down, but as I try to tell you each week, it hasn't slowed down a lot in the office here. We are actually just about ready to get started with a whole bunch of camps. A number of our coaches run camps in the summertime. I think it serves both as an income producer for them, as well as certainly gets a lot of kids and families on campus, and that's getting started. So we also are welcoming some of the freshmen. This Saturday will be a sore weekend when kids come to register for classes, so a lot of coaches are hanging around to talk to the ones that they've been recruiting for a long time, and it's always good to see them finally come and enroll, although, as we all say here in the industry of higher education, they're never really an enrolled student until they come, move into the dorm, and actually stay for a whole week. And then we can count the numbers at that particular point. So we are continuing. There isn't a lot new on the website if you've checked that out, but we continue to work very hard at the planning for the future. And as I've mentioned several times in here, the recruiting has still not stopped. Interestingly enough, there are still a number of coaches that are involved with some kids that are trying to make a final decision or waiting for something. And that's, I know some people would think that's very unusual, but that's where we're at. Well, this week I have a special guest with me, and I thought it would be a great opportunity for us to find out a little bit about what EMU Athletics is for an individual student. So I'm joined this week by Justin King. Justin is a 2012 graduate, so he's been out for this past year, but he was a four-year baseball player. Justin comes to us from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, Warwick High School, and I still remember the night in the pizza parlor in Lititz, Pennsylvania, when I had a little conversation with Justin and tried to convince him that maybe this was the best place for him to come to. Justin was a baseball player, a catcher. He has a fairly unique story, and I invited him to come back in partially because he's been living in the Harrisonburg area for this past year and actually got a job as the assistant baseball coach, JV baseball coach, I should say, at Turner Ashby High School. So he has moved very quickly from playing into coaching, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in the preparation as well, get a little background. So first of all, welcome, Justin, to the broadcast, and I guess I'll begin first of all by just saying, I guess I'd like to know what it is about baseball that, I mean, you've been doing this a long time, and if you want to give us a little bit of your background of playing, I don't know if you did Little League and travel and all that kind of stuff. I know you kept playing in the summers. What is it about baseball that has been so attractive to you, either physically the game or mentally the game? As you look back on it, besides just the fact that you were decent, you know, are there any things that stick out in your mind about what's unique about baseball that attracts you?
Yeah, well, first of all, Dave, I appreciate you having me here. You know, it's an honor. And I had a great time playing baseball here at EMU. And you know, the love of the game is something that's hard to put into words. You know, anything that you really love doing, I think growing up, if someone asks you, you know, what do you really enjoy about it? If it's your true passion and it's really what you love doing, I mean, I think it's kind of hard to describe what it is. I think it just kind of resonates with something inside of you. I know I had a lot of early success in my Little League days. I like to joke about how that was the peak of my career. And, you know, I just had such a great time growing up watching baseball, playing baseball with my dad in the front yard, with family, at you know, family reunions. And so as I got older and started to get into some of the travel stuff and the high school ball and the tournament teams, you know, college baseball was just a natural thing that allowed me to continue to do, you know, what I most loved.
Well, one of the things about that, you talk about the love of the game, and yet baseball is a sport where you can't do a lot of substituting. If you're on the basketball team, because of the way they play or whatever style, you can sub right away. Soccer, you can sub a lot. You're not going to sub a lot in right field, left field, wherever it happens to be. So this love of the game, and I phrase this partially because we'll get into this in just a little bit. The love of the game for a lot of kids, I think, means playing time. And Let's be honest about it. You didn't get a lot when you were here at college.
Right.
So is there I guess the first question would be, first of all, I'll just let you talk about your experience. I'll just preface it by saying that Justin was one of our speakers at the awards banquet at the end of his senior year and did an outstanding job of recapping it because, as he would say, and he'll probably tell you in a minute, that it wasn't what he would have liked or what you would plan for. Because of the playing time to some degree and the way it was and the number of coaches and all that. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about your experience here, some of the struggles that you had, the challenges, why you stuck it out, and then maybe touch on a little bit of, is there this love of the game, or is the love of the game just based on playing time in when it really counts?
Well, that's a difficult question for a lot of people, and I think it's something that each player struggles with in their career, most players, I would say. And, you know, coming to EMU, I was in it for the long haul. You know, I told my, you know, professors and my coaches, you know, I'm here for 4 years. I'm here to get an education, you know, and I'm here looking at what I'm going to do post-college. And I was doing that coming in as a freshman. So I knew whatever happened with baseball that I was going to be at EMU and get a four-year degree. You know, and I was recruited to come and play here, and I was recruited to come and play, you know, to some other Mennonite schools as well. And one of the reasons that I ended up choosing EMU was because of the education program. So I knew in particular.
Oh, I thought it was the pizza parlor in Lenox, Pennsylvania.
Well, Dave did a great job. Yeah. You did a great job. The pizza was good, too. So, you know, it was remarkable because the education program was exactly what I was looking for, and the baseball gave me an opportunity to do something that I, you know, loved doing. And so it was a very natural fit for me. As far as, you know, the playing time and the love of the game, you know, I don't think anybody says, I would love to go and sit on the bench for college, you know, for 3 years. You know, obviously I did not want that and was not happy with it. But it's a reality, and you play nine guys, and some teams have a roster up to 25, you know. And so I think one of the biggest things to impress upon kids is, you know, as I transition into coaching is why are you playing the game? You know, as I coach, it's a big thing for me to teach life lessons. I'm a big believer in life lessons through baseball, and I think you touched on this a little bit. You know, you fail so much in baseball, and, you know, you hear this all the time. The best hitters fail, you know, 7 out of 10 times and hit 300. And so if you don't have a lot of early success with something that you've loved all your life, sometimes it can feel like, well, is this the right place for me? Am I wasting my time? And I had a lot of people ask me that, you know, well, are you sure your time can't be used, you know, in another way? And it was a good, tough question. But I think for me, it came down to I knew that I was doing what I loved, and I knew that I wanted to coach baseball. And being around the game, being involved in the game is incredible. You know, all those years, actually, being on the bench for 3 years before I finally started my senior year gave me the opportunity to do with a lot of nitty-gritty things, such as, you know, filling out, you know, hitting charts for players, filling out pitching charts, really thinking about the game from a manager's perspective as far as, you know, it's 1-1, one out, guy on first base, I'm going to hit and run here, or I'll do a button run, or, you know, that these guys with a big lead, you know, third baseman should really be playing no doubles and pinch the line. And so it was kind of this, you know, perspective that I got to have that allowed me to think about the game differently as I transitioned into coaching.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because certainly from my experience as an athletic director, while it isn't always the case, I can tell you pretty clearly that some of the best coaches are the ones who sat on the bench more than the starters. And I was always told by people that, oh, this was a great player. You ought to hire him to coach. And that didn't always work out. Talk to me a little bit. You mentioned the fact that you didn't start until your senior year. What's it like to be a teammate but also in competition to the other person who's in your position? You're a catcher, so there is work for you to do because you can be in the bullpen. You're not sitting in the bench totally. But how do you deal with the fact that you're competing against this guy and you really want to play and yet you also want to be a teammate?
Well, sure, that's a good fact. And, you know, I think, you know, what you want to do is you really want to play, but you also got to realize, and the best teams really function at their most efficient point and as their best when everybody realizes that they have a role to play. And so I think, you know, for me, my role to play was to give other guys competition until, you know, I was called upon to perform. And a lot of people have difficulty accepting that role. And it was difficult to accept that role, but I realized that, you know, I could make the team better in a lot of different ways by really taking the bullpen seriously, by really pushing the guys, you know, that are starting in front of me, by being a good teammate and not being a cancer, you know, by being somebody that's going to pat you on the back and celebrate with you when you hit a home run or whether, you know, you get a bunt down in a close game. And so, you know, I think it's a great point, and it's something that was probably one of the most difficult things for me to accept, was that role on the team is something that I did not initially sign up for, so to speak. But looking back, that role on the team allowed me to mature in a way and think about the game in a more mature way as someone from the outside looking in, as, say, maybe I would have if I would have played all 3 years.
Well, it also has to do with the decision wasn't yours either. So there's always this thing that you're thinking, you know, you're better, or you had more hits. So can you recall going through your mind, like, if you had two or three hits one game, did you think you should start the next game?
Oh, of course.
And, well, then how does a coach look at that? Because I don't think, at least as I've listened to coaches, at least at the collegiate level, that doesn't necessarily, just because you have a good game doesn't mean, which might be a little bit different than high school. High school, I think, I know I learned this in soccer from Coach Roger Mast, and, you know, just because a kid plays fairly well one game doesn't mean now I've made that move.
That's
up.
That's right.
Because it has more to do with how you're doing in practice. So how did you – do you understand now, perhaps? I mean, you may have disagreed with the coach.
Well,
I understand
well,
that.
Well, no, most definitely. I think, you know, and as I was – I had the opportunity to be the head JV coach at Turner Ashby this last year. And through that experience, I recall – actually thinking that very same thing, you know, putting a player in off the bench, you know, in the fifth inning, and he gets two ABs and has two hits, and then I don't start him the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having specific conversation with this player and sitting him down and looking at him and saying, you know, hey, I know what you're going through. And I shared, you know, some of my experience. And I said, I want you to continue to think that you deserve to play. And I want you to continue to push your teammates to be better. And I want you to continue to compete and have that competitive spirit. I don't want it to go away, you know. And that was something in myself that, you know, I think the coach would have wanted me to not accept and become complacent with, you know, a backup job. I think it does the team more good if you have people who are, you know, willing to accept their role for the good of the team, but who aren't content with that, who are always kind of reaching for more. And so that experience that I went through in college, I think, allowed me to relate to what will be the majority of any team that I have, which is the team that's not on the field. So, it, you know, that type of experience was kind of a blessing in disguise for me, where it's not something that you initially kind of sign up for or set out to do, as I stated earlier. But looking back on it, you know, and it even still hurts me to say this a little bit, but it was for the best for me, I think, as far as what that could do for me and my coaching career.
Well, so I do need to, and I've said this to you before privately, I can say it here, that I... on the one hand, I'm very sorry for your experience of going through a number of coaches. Our baseball program was not in a real good shape at that point, which even says more to your credibility of sticking it out with that. And I'm sure you'd like a chance to play under Coach Ben Spots now, although I'm sure you wouldn't trade the experience away either. So looking down the road at some point, you talked about the education and being able to do both the education and the coaching. Down the road, and I understand that just within the last day or two, you were offered a teaching position here in Rockingham County. I don't know if we're allowed to confirm that or not, but we'll just you were offered
anyway.
We won't
put the cart ahead of the horse.
And
here,
everybody's after you to coach, and so you seem to be one that wants that balance. So, is coaching still a part of the future in a full time way, a collegiate coach level type thing, or is there still this balance between this part of my life of not that you separate them, but education and also what's kind of the future look like in coaching? Because you've done some summer league coaching too, I think.
Yeah, you know, and I actually had the opportunity to coach somewhere this summer as well, which I turned down. I'm getting married, you know, and so I look at things as in the long term. I think I look forward to the opportunity to teach full time. History is something that I'm passionate about, and to also coach in that facet, you know, at the high school level. And, you know, in the future, if you know, a possibility would arise as I, you know, become more older and look for things like that at the college level, you know, it's something that I'm certainly interested in. But, you know, I'm content and very happy with where I'm at. You know, I don't think my personality is one that becomes complacent with where I am. I always like to push myself and try new things and accept new challenges. But I believe the challenges that I have in front of me are ones that I'll look forward to meeting head on. So.
Well, I would certainly consider interviewing you for a position, but I would also say that I would. You'll have to think about that one, because you seem to be one that wants to keep a number of very gifted, a talent in a number of ways, interest in a lot of ways. And so, you know, once you become a college head coach, it's pretty much your whole life. So if that's a profession you want, I understand that. It seems to me that you would do well in balancing. Well, Justin, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Well, and I want to say one last thing, before we go off, one of the things we talked a lot about, you know, what my experience was like going through college, and one of the things I would never take away and never trade is the relationships that I built on that team. You know, playing with some of the guys that I did for those 4 years, who went through, you know, some experiences where we just missed making conference playoffs by sometimes one game, and in those games one run. You know, those guys that I battled and fought and competed against, you know, we still keep in touch. Mm-hmm. We still, you know, go out and say hello, and you know, we still remain friends. And I think that's the experience that college athletics really ultimately offers, is it offers you a chance to do something that you love, to challenge you to compete at the next level, to learn that game mm-hmm. at the next level, but also to build lifelong relationships in a way that you can't do at the high school level.
Well, and I would also say, and I've said this for many times, that was any team will have this dynamic, but I think your baseball teams had a real diversity of people as well. And they probably weren't the kinds of kids you would hang out with all the time. They were the kinds, there were just a whole variety, and you each were able to do your own. And I think that's the diversity that you sometimes don't get at the high school level, because you're all sort of from the same geographic economic community, and here you just have people from all over the place, and that's good to hear, because again, I hope the focus today has been on everybody's looking at the playing time and the limelight as being where their satisfaction comes from. And I hope that Justin's story, along with the comments that I've made throughout the years, indicate that it is that love of the game. Someone in baseball told me the love of the ballet of the game, and being able to perform.
Exactly
that,
right.
You know, pick that ground ball up at short and make the throw at first, whether it be practice, batting practice, game, inner squad, whatever. There's just this beauty and passion about the play. And so it's about that. It's about the relationships that are developed.
And
it's
doing
about
it,
the
you know, doing that ballet or that mm-hmm. that beautiful game, you know, playing it alongside of your good friends yeah. and teammates is something that, you know, you always cherish.
Well, we certainly wish you the best, and we may even get you back in here a little bit later when we do that. Thanks for tuning in this week. We hope that you have enjoyed hearing from an alumnus, and it's something that we will do in the future to bring back some people who have had some great experiences. There is one on our webpage, I believe, on Andrew Thorne that I'd encourage all of you to take a look at as well, a project that was done on his career as well. And we want to ask you to continue to check in with us during the summer. We will try to be having a new podcast up every week for you to listen to, bringing you up to date with what's happening behind the scenes here at EMU and Athletics. Thanks for joining us this week, and until we talk again, I invite you to make it a great week.